local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
I've got a gut feeling there are plenty of live bodies there.
All of us in the FBI pledge that we will leave no stone unturned in our quest to help find those responsible and to bring those individuals to justice.
Against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Our message is to the terrorists, we are coming, God may forgive you. We will not.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
You know, it'd be smart for me to turn on the mic, wouldn't it, Chris? You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Of course, playing these clips regarding 9/11, honoring the victims for the remainder of this week. And that was one of those clips there. 4:13 here. Chris, we don't have a lot of time because we're just 7 minutes away from quite a high-profile interview, are we not?
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited about this. Congressman Matt Gaetz joining us at 4:20 on News Radio 92.3. We have got a series of some... Remember, we were asking listeners to text in those questions.
Right.
I picked out the top five, and I think you're going to enjoy it. 4:20,
really?
Matt Gaetz will be around. We are going to use the questions that were submitted on our text request on News Radio 92.3 yesterday afternoon, so... We'll see how that plays out. Stocks end up closing out its best week in years. Within 30 minutes, we're going to take a look at those numbers and run them down for you just to get you all cut up this afternoon. Many things going on. Don't forget, Mega Millions tonight, $20 million, $10.1 million. That is your cash option heading out the door.
And also here locally, this was our top story today, I would say. A social media threat towards several Escambia County schools was reported early this morning. And, of course, the sheriff's office is investigating. And, you know, while they believe the threat wasn't valid, they're still looking into the source of the threat on social media. And the school district said that they will use every legal means available to make sure there are consequences for the person that posted it. And, of course, there was an additional security presence in schools today.
Yeah, and speaking to Keith Leonard, of course, he's the superintendent of schools. He was basically telling me the focus of that investigation now moving forward into who did it.
Right.
They want to really nab this person and getting them to stop this. You know, we weren't the only school in the state. I mean, I'm looking down a list of this thing, probably about 20 different schools or so that were targeted throughout the state. So let's hope the law folks can get those guys captured.
Yes, absolutely. 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here early, we're not seeing too much that we wouldn't normally see at this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street has its usual backups. There is an accident report that took place on Navarre Parkway. This is near Highway 87, causing some congestion in that area, but we typically have some if you're traveling westbound towards 87 anyway. And then it's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. As we get into your Saturday, it should be a beautiful day for the most part. High of 89 and a low of 73. And you're only going to have about a 20% chance of thunderstorms late Saturday.
Whew. Took a breath on that one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, FDOT is saying bring along a little patience this afternoon as routine utility maintenance may cause delays for motorists. This is in the Cantonment area. Expect intermediate lane closures on Highway 29. This is near Highway 95A. All work schedules are weather dependent, but let me tell you, the weather is gorgeous out there. So I think the guys and gals are working on the side of the road today.
Absolutely. And a revised plan to improve the Warrington area was approved by the Escambia County Commissioners this week. The first plan was passed nearly 30 years ago, and the commissioners say there's still a lot of work to do. The new plan was created after several meetings with residents, surveys, and lots of analysis on preserving neighborhoods and commercial areas. The goals for the plan include upgrading commercial areas and the gateway into NAS Pensacola. It's just about, we're knocking on the door 417 here. We'll take a quick break a little bit earlier than usual, because when we return, we should hopefully have that interview with Matt Gaetz coming up, of course, our local congressman, and we got much more beyond that as well. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:21 here. Let's see. All right, so we're still waiting to see if we can get a phone call from Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, see if we can get him on the line here. Let's see, looking at the roads. What? Looking here locally, wanted to touch on this real quick. Officials at local food banks say that more people are asking for help as prices at the grocery stores continue rising. D.D. Flaunlacker with Mana Food Pantries says more families in our area are struggling with current economic conditions. Mana supplies roughly 50 to 75,000 pounds of food to those in need every month. Mana says 95% of the food they distribute comes from donations, and donations have also gone down compared to last year. You can get more information on where to donate at manahelps.org.
Okay, it's 4:22 News Radio 92.3. You know, we're less than 53 days away from finding out who is going to be the next 47th president. Here's a few deadlines you really need to be aware of. September 21st is the deadline for stateside and overseas military and out-of-country civilians to request a vote by mail ballot. On October 7th, this is the last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote by mail request. Early voting, October 26th through November 2nd. That's in Escambia County. October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa County. November 5th, of course, is Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to cast a ballot to an early voting site. You must have a photo ID and a current signature on file.
Absolutely. And a Georgia man collected signatures for Florida's Amendment 3, now being charged with petition fraud. The FDLE announced yesterday that Colton Brady was arrested last week. The 34-year-old allegedly submitted dozens of invalid forms while working as a paid petition circulator by those who back Amendment 3, which is the amendment that would legalize recreational marijuana in Florida.
Okay, sounds pretty good. It is now 4:23. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and joining me in just a second, we'll have Congressman Matt Gaetz, who is joining us on the line in just a second. We're working him in right now as we welcome to live radio. And Congressman Gaetz, welcome to News Radio 92.3. How you doing today?
Great to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, thanks for taking your time. You know, busy day, couple of issues. What we did yesterday, we put out to our listeners and our audience, hey, what would you like to ask Congressman Gaetz some questions? So here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. We know that you've had detailed discussions with Attorney General Merrick Garland. 3 days ago, you sent a letter to him demanding answers on who authorized Special Counsel Jack Smith to continue working as a federal prosecutor, as well as who signed off his election interfering, superseding the indictment of President Trump. You're probably not hearing much from him, are you?
No, we haven't gotten a response to that, but we have to continue to raise this question because in the courts there have been rulings that Jack Smith was not properly appointed. And so we've got to determine why he's able to continue in his role absent some intervening determination by the courts. And so at times a part of our oversight role is to remind those in the executive that other branches of government have a say in these questions and the judiciary has spoken, and I think it would be appropriate to either get Jack Smith confirmed or to get somebody in the positions like this who have been confirmed.
Absolutely. On Sunday, you dismissed speculation about potentially becoming a candidate for Florida's governor. A lot of interest in this, Matt. And then here comes this after your release on a poll showing you as the leading contender for the 26th race. DeSantis is term limit. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that the best thing for me to do is focus on my current job.
Good.
I think God has me exactly where I'm supposed to be, doing the work I'm supposed to be doing. And I know it's the way of politics to always be thinking about, you know, an election that might be years away. But right now, frankly, if we don't fix Washington, we're going to live in a very diminished lifestyle. And so I'm going to keep working to get balanced budgets here. I'd love to pass term limits here and send myself home through that reform that could do a lot to clean up this place. And I want some of the ethics reforms, like banning congressional stock trading. And so I'm going to pursue those goals here in Washington. And it is very humbling and flattering that people in Florida think I could do a good job leading the state, but it's just not my focus now.
Hey, Matt, what's the future identity of the GOP? Let me give you an example here. In support of Amendment 3, you, President Trump, the young Republicans of the state have pledged their support. However, the Escambia County Republican Executive Director, Head John Roberts, he appeared on this show Thursday afternoon saying they would not support Amendment 3. Why is the party not on the same page with the local districts?
Well, first of all, I've got to correct the record there. I'm not voting for Amendment 3 or Amendment 4, and that's not a policy judgment on those questions.
Okay.
I just don't believe that the state constitution is where we ought to make marijuana policy or abortion policy or pregnant pig policy. I think the state constitution ought to be reserved for the governing structure of our state's decision-making. And it shouldn't answer specific policy questions. Now, other people have taken a different view. I respect President Trump's decision to vote for Amendment 3, but it's more about what the Constitution ought to be used for than wanting that particular change in the law or not.
You know, hearing from the young Republicans in the state here, their basis was pretty much based on economics, saying it'll generate a lot of money for the state.
Sure, and I don't have a basis to disagree with that. I know it also generates some costs, but look, I think that if the state legislature wants to decriminalize marijuana, that would be a very worthy discussion to have, and I think it could be done in a way that limits some of the negative effects, that other states have seen, and in a way that accentuates the benefit from revenue and research and healthcare.
In the recent Republican primary, you defeated your opponent, Aaron Dimmick, by a sizable margin. The recent win was also a pretty huge loss to former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's revenge tour against the parties in the GOP that basically ousted him from the leadership role last October. You will face Democrat Gay Valamont in November. The district leans heavily Republican. What is your approach for the voters in November? What are they going to hear from you?
Well, I'm very concerned that my Democrat opponent, Gay Valamont, is very anti-gun. She believes that the sale of weapons should be substantially restricted. She favors a lot of barriers to accessing the Second Amendment. And in Northwest Florida, people value their gun rights extensively. So she got her start as an anti-gun activist, and I don't think that's going to sit well with Northwest Floridians. I'm going to run on the issues I ran on in the primary. I want prices to go down. And I want spending at the government level to go down so that people don't have such high interest rates when they go try to buy a house or buy a car or get a loan, even from a credit card. And then I also want to make sure that we seal the border. And some of the people who've come here illegally, I mean, they need to be on their way back home very quickly when President Trump is back in office. And so border security and getting our economy growing and getting prices down, I think that's what the people want in their representative. And yet, we had the primary where the voters gave me a tremendous show of confidence, and I'm very touched by that, and I'm going to work really hard to make that a choice that people are proud of and that that hopefully improves the way we live with a strong military mission, with transportation solutions to some of the traffic challenges we face, and childcare is another big one. I've heard from a lot of Northwest Floridians, a lot of military families about access to childcare, and we're going to double down on those efforts.
Hey, Matt, before we go, I always like to ask you this one thing. How's your dad doing?
Dad's great. He was actually just meeting with some of our local farmers and some of our local electric cooperatives. He's running for the state Senate,
yeah,
and will do a great job for us. And he wants to make sure that that all those rural interests are being represented very well in the state Senate.
All right. Listen, Matt, be safe out there. Thanks for your time today. You've been listening to Representative Matt Gaetz on News Radio 92.3.
My goodness. Wow. I mean, you know what? It looked like we were cutting it close, but Chris, and obviously Matt did great as well, but Chris, just want to give you credit. Man, right on time, because as I speak right now, our outro music is starting for the hard Fox News break.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, how about that? It's almost like we're professionals here. How about it? All righty, that was Congressman Matt Gaetz. This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, got a lot of stuff to unpack, including a pro-choice group suing a state agency over a website. We got information on that and more right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in battleground Pennsylvania, making two stops in rural parts of the state today. Fox's Brian Yenis is in Wilkes-Barre.
The Harris campaign believes that if they can lessen the margin of victory in rural parts of Pennsylvania, which is the vast majority of the counties here, that can make all the difference in the race come November.
Former President Trump is fundraising in Southern California today before holding a rally in battleground Nevada tonight. Israeli forces staging a raid in Syria, claiming they've destroyed a missile factory constructed by Iran.
Officially, the target is called the Scientific Studies and Research Center. Israel believed the facility was developing medium and long-range precision weapons to be fired into Israel by Iranian proxies like Hezbollah.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen with your money now. At the closing bell on Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. The Dow Jones gained 297, the S&P 500 grew by 30, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ went up by 114. A single vehicle collision last month involving a Tesla semi-electric truck took 50,000 gallons of water to fully extinguish and even required aircraft assistance, according to a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board. That Tesla truck was headed to the company's battery factory in Sparks, Nevada, from a warehouse in California, according to the report. The incident closed down part of the I-80 interchange for 15 hours. Uber making a big announcement today that they're expanding their partnership with Alphabet's Waymo to offer robo-taxi trips in Austin and Atlanta starting next year. On the news, shares of Uber jumped 5% and Alphabet rose by 1%. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Blitz Studios. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for details. Unfortunately, Tua Tagovailoa suffered another horrifying concussion last night. Ultimately, it's Tua's decision on if he'll play again in the NFL, but I hope he retires. And if he elects to return, it will be tough to watch, because all I'll be thinking about is the past and hoping Tua doesn't get concussed again. I'm Zach Gelb.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the decision by the Tourist Development Council to approve the $90 million bond issue for renovations to the Bay Center and the athletic complex up at Ashton-Brosnahan Park, a decision I very much disagree with. Had the transgressive memorial service and a really feisty rap where we talked about everything from that to the Scammy Children's Trust and the recent debate. Plus, what is the status of our Navy? We talked a lot about that. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
September 11th, 2001.
I'd like to dedicate this song to Mr. Herman Sandler, who I would imagine died in much the same way as he lived his life, heroically helping other people.
As we have learned so suddenly and so tragically, there can be no peace in a world of sudden terror. In the face of today's new threat, the only way to pursue peace is to pursue those who threaten it.
Perhaps this final act was meant to clinch a lifetime's argument that nothing comes from violence and nothing ever could for all us born beneath an angry star. Lest we forget how fragile we are.
This is our call for you as the nations of infidels have all united against the Muslims.
This is not a war with Islam. It angers me, as it angers the vast majority of Muslims, to hear bin Laden and his associates described as Islamic terrorists. They are terrorists, pure and simple.
That a true Muslim is one who does not target innocent lives.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Once again, of course, playing those 9/11 clips just to kind of honor the victims on this 23rd anniversary, or it was earlier this week, but you get the idea. Alrighty, just past 4:35 here. We got to get things started right away with another quick check of the roads and weather, because we, especially considering we couldn't get to one last time. This traffic and weather updates brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waves Waste Service, excuse me, is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Luckily, there's not too much going on the roads right now. Got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway has some congestion going both ways near Highway 87, and Highway 90 has some if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. Your weekend's going to have a high of 89 and a low of 73 on Saturday. Should be next to no showers. And then Sunday, we do have about a 50% chance of storms with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
Okay, 4:39, News Radio 92.3. I'd like to thank Congressman Matt Gaetz for joining us about 10 minutes ago or so. Always like checking in with him. Voters on November 5th will decide whether or not to replace Santa Rosa County Commission's existing half-cent local option sales tax with a full-cent surtax. Well, Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5, appearing on Pensacola Right Now Thursday afternoon, said if approved, the measure will also trigger implementation of impact fees, which commissioners approved in a 4-1 vote. That happened back in April. If the referendum fails, the existing loss will remain in place through the end of 2026. The impact fees could still be implemented by the commissioners. So I wanted to update you on that. And we really enjoyed having Colton Wright in yesterday on the show. Very, very intelligent man, and thanks to Matt Gaetz, had a couple of heavy hitters in here today.
Absolutely, and we also have this headline from earlier, hinted at this before the break. A pro-choice group is suing a state agency over its website, urging voters to vote no on Amendment 4, the ballot question that would legalize abortions in Florida until fetal viability. In the suit filed in Leon County, Floridians Protecting Freedom claims the state agency for healthcare administration is using the website and ads to spread misinformation about the November ballot question. The lawsuit seeks a temporary injunction to shut down the website, but Governor Ron DeSantis defended it earlier this week, comparing it to PSAs issued by the state.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, our staff on top of things this afternoon. Arrest has been made in connection to an online threat made towards local schools on social media. David Wayne, our morning news guy, on top of this today. The investigation identified 11-year-old female middle school student who has been arrested. Once again, 11 years old, charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting and second-degree felony. Sheriff Simmons says he wants the community to know that the safety of our students is a top priority. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office takes all threats seriously and would like to extend special thanks to the FBI and the Escambia County School District for their assistance in the ongoing investigation, which may lead to more additional arrests. Once again, an 11-year-old female middle school student has been arrested and charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting. That's from Escambia County Sheriff's Office, Chip Simmons.
Mm. And the seventh named storm of the season has formed out in the middle of the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center in Miami is tracking Tropical Storm Gordon, which was located about 1,000 miles west northwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. As of late this morning, it has top winds of 40 miles per hour as it moves west-northwest at 12 miles an hour. And forecasters say the system is expected to grow stronger before starting to weaken on Saturday. So far, it poses no threat to land.
Okay, let's check out those stocks. I told you about 30 minutes ago they would be coming up. Stocks end up closing out the best week of the year. Fox's Hillary Barsky has the report.
The major averages ending higher to close out a strong week, with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching their fifth straight session of gains as investors get in gear for next week's big decision on interest rates from the Fed. It's widely expected that the central bank will be lowering rates by 25 basis points. Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group jumping 12% after former President Donald Trump said he's not selling his shares of the company that operates the Truth social media platform that he created. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, McDonald's and United Health Group, the Dow decliners, Boeing, JP Morgan Chase, and Honeywell. The Dow rising 297 points, the NASDAQ up by 114, S&P 500 higher by 30. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, homebuyers, still watching the mortgage numbers very closely again today. Mortgage News Daily reporting that 30-year rate a little higher, 6.15% borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate, also up at 5.67%.
Mm. And here nationally, Pope Francis urging U.S. Catholics to vote for what he calls the lesser evil in the upcoming presidential election. However, he did not elaborate on who that would be. When asked about the election, the pontiff criticized both Vice President Harris over her stance on abortion rights and former President Trump for his plan to deport immigrants. He compared abortion to an assassination while calling not being welcoming to migrants a sin. Francis said, quote, not voting is ugly, but added, who's the lesser evil, that lady or that gentleman? I do not know.
Okay, we all know this. Pinera Field over on the UWF campus is going to be silent this weekend as the Argos have a bye week before facing GSC opponent West Alabama next Saturday. That's September 21st. It's Argos football all season live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Absolutely. And speaking of local football powerhouses, did you see the South Alabama football game last night, Chris?
I did not.
Well, they played Northwestern State, and yes, South Alabama is supposed to win that game quite convincingly, and boy, did they do that. They had themselves a night, beating Northwestern State 87-10 in Mobile. 87 is the most points that an FBS team has scored in a game since 1991, when Fresno State beat New Mexico 94-17.
Okay, Austin, could you rack up 0405 for me here? I got a great story coming down. Members of the House and Senate getting more information about the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump.
Lawmakers were briefed yesterday by acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe in a closed-door hearing on the assassination attempt of former President Trump ahead of a public report from lawmakers. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal says Americans will be shocked when lawmakers release their interim report on the assassination attempt. Meanwhile, Senator Josh Hawley receiving new information from whistleblowers saying that an agent in charge of Trump's Butler rally failed training exams. Since the assassination attempt on former President Trump, Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned. Assistant Director Michael Platy announced his retirement, and five agents have been put on administrative leave. Senator Blumenthal saying lawmakers will have that report very soon.
4:45 here on the nose. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor. It's one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. What's up?
No, I was just thinking about, for a couple of days here, because the weather had been so bad, and just keeping my eye on the hurricane minutes that keep popping up here. Luckily, beautiful weather for the next couple of days.
Yep.
In fact, Saturday and Sunday is going to be like summer conditions.
Yeah, I've got Alan Strum pulled up. We haven't heard from him in a while. Okay. We'll hear him on and off throughout the day, and I'll get his details on that in just a moment. For starters, we do have an accident to report here on I-10. If you are traveling eastbound, passing Highway 29, we've got issues there. Speaking of Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we've still got some heavy congestion in that area. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling both directions near Highway 87, and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and heading towards Glover Lane. What's up?
Yeah, right there at the 10 free, you were talking about this, at the 10 freeway and 29 interchange.
Yes.
They've got all those cones right there coming over the overpass. That's where a lot of confusion happens. And I'm surprised we don't talk about more accidents at that location.
Because
the lane shifts, and they have the off-balance lanes, and the lane shifts, and they move it around quite often. So be careful if you're around the 10 freeway and Highway 29 interchange this afternoon.
Absolutely. As for the weather, here's WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum.
It looks like beautiful, typical weather for this time of the year as we head through the weekend. Lots of sunshine in the skies. Just a small chance this weekend for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the 70s. It'll be a little on the humid side, so that, of course, will make it feel hotter. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Oh, we will enjoy the weekend, Alan. Thank you very much, because there's a lot of football going on. Ain't that right?
There is a lot of football, and there's a lot of leaves and branches in my yard I got to pick up.
Yeah.
We talked about that on Thursday.
Well, you know what? Hey, it's not all bad, because not only do we have USA kicking butt yesterday, but we do have a couple football games tonight. We don't have to wait till Saturday to see some of that. UNLV travels to Kansas. That game gets underway at 6 o'clock on ESPN. That's going to be followed by number 20 Arizona and number 14 Kansas State, a new conference matchup. That's going to be at 7 o'clock on Fox.
And I'll tell you what we'll do. Coming up at 5:35. Let me kind of give you a time reference there. 5:35. We're going to go down and review all of the high school games that are being played around Northwest Florida tonight.
Yes.
So we'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about the SEC and their lineups. A lot of sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
And yeah, if you're not a sports fan, I doubt you're happy to hear that. But we apologize. There is just a lot going on here. Speaking of which, we had Thursday night football last night. It was the Bills and Dolphins, and golly, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, Alabama product. You know, he really has taken the Dolphins to a new height as far as consistent playoff appearances now. So it's really a bummer to see him whenever he deals with the injuries that he's had. Well, he is now facing calls to retire after his latest concussion from last night took a very hard hit, clashing with DeMar Hamlin, Bill's defensive back, and his head. Man, I don't know if you saw it, Chris, but he took a licking.
Wasn't DeMar Hamlin the one that was injured on a Monday Night Football?
DeMar Hamlin, yeah, he's the one who almost died on the field.
Yeah, right. I thought his name sounded familiar.
Yes, that was DeMar. And it was. I mean, it's upsetting to hear calls like this with a player that was involved, and he himself almost died on the field. It's a very sobering reminder of how dangerous the game is.
And you know, I'll bet you that was going through DeMar's mind when that happened.
Absolutely, could have
been. He probably saw himself down there on the field like he was in his game. Was it Cleveland-Cincinnati? Was that the game that he was injured?
It was Buffalo-Cincinnati.
But that was a horrible incident there. And last night, was horrible as well.
Yeah, it says several NFL legends are urging Tua to quit, and Coach McDaniel said today that he's worried about the human being. Tua just signed a four-year extension in July worth over $200 million. Just about 450 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, looking at some of the pop culture notes here, are you a fan of the Emmys, Chris, by any chance?
I used to represent Natus in Denver, National Academy of Television Arts and Science.
Right.
And so, yes, I am.
Okay. Well, we've got details on the Emmys and more coming up next right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 452 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you just in a couple minutes. But for starters, I warned Chris about this, and he seemed pretty hyped about it, so I'll touch on this first. The 76th Primetime Emmy Awards show is this Sunday. FX could take home the most Emmys of any network thanks to a pair of monster hit shows. Shogun leads all shows with 25 nominations, followed closely by The Bear with 23. Shogun among the Best Drama Series nominees, while The Bear is among the nominees for Best Comedy. Both shows have nominees for Best Actor and Best Actress. The Emmys will air live on ABC from the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles beginning at 7 p.m.
Okay, 4:53, News Radio 92.3, and we just released this just a few moments ago. If you missed it, an arrest has been made in connection to an online threat made towards local schools over social media. The investigation identified, get this one, an 11-year-old female middle school student who has been arrested and charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting, a second-degree felony. Sheriff Simmons wants the community to know safety of our students is top priority. So once again, 11-year-old female middle school student arrested and charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting, a second-degree felony.
My goodness. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And the thing is, I've noticed, and maybe this is just me, but the kids who are doing this dumb stuff are getting younger and younger. 11. We've heard about a couple of people online that are as young as 12, 11 years old making these types of mistakes.
And you know where fingers might be pointed, and rightly so.
Where's that?
The media. television. They're seeing a lot of this on television shows, and they're seeing a lot of this.
It's all the more accessible with phones.
You're
and stuff.
Exactly right. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of elements involved here, but it is no excuse for an 11-year-old middle school girl to do something like that.
Oh, of course not. Just about 4:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. We do have an accident on I-10 traveling eastbound just as you're passing Highway 29. We do have some heavy backups on the interstate there now. Basically, the congestion is going to push you about halfway towards Pine Forest Road, so be on the lookout for that. Also, speaking of Highway 29, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we got some issues there as well. And at the intersection, just a little bit of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, just very slight congestion there. Outside of Pensacola, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling both directions, east and west, near Highway 87, and Highway 90, whether it be you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River or eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. Saturday should be rainless with a high of 89 and a low of 73. Sunday has higher chances of about 50% with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
Okay, it's an art exhibit. Baby boomers, just you can't miss this one. I'll take you back in time a bit. Into Pensacola's underground scene from early union efforts, anti-war protests, music trends, cultural unrest through the years. It's called Pensacola's Underground A to Z Show. New exhibit located at 309 Punk House on 6th Avenue. I'm going to check it out. I'm sure I will recognize a lot of that artwork.
Yeah, you'll relate. A Florida man who sold his $85 million mansion on Miami's Indian Creek Island for a bargain is now suing the realtor who did not disclose the fact that the buyer was the world's second richest man. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos bought the home for only $79 million. The former owner of the mansion, Leo Chris, has filed suit in Florida State Court claiming the CEO of the realty company had personally assured him that Bezos was not the buyer. Why would you make that, like, assurance?
I don't know. Beachgoers, here's some happy news for beachgoers, Austin. A sailboat washed ashore. Let me just kind of frame this for you. Sailboat washed ashore over on the Avenida 16 beach, happened in June. That boat has been an eyesore. That boat is about to be removed. See all of the folks on the beach starting to smile already? Robert Turpin, my good buddy. My kids went to school with his kids, as a matter of fact. Marine Resource Manager for Escambia County says it's gone through the law enforcement process, formally declaring that boat derelict, which means it can get out of here. The move officially allows Escambia County to remove and dispose of it. County officials say it will be gone in just days.
Wow.
So if you want to get your picture taken by that boat that washed up on shore at Avenida 16, better get out and do it. It's not going to be there long.
And McDonald's is planning some major changes in the customer experience at their restaurants. The changes will include how customers order their meal, make payments, and receive their food. Menu boards will be redesigned to only highlight promotions and popular items. The timeline for the rollout of the changes has not yet been announced.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that they know how to take a picture of their food and then deliver what that picture looks like to the real customer.
Right.
You ever gone in, you look how they have those beautiful pictures. I'll just use McDonald's, for example, like a Big Mac, and man, it looks great. You could eat the picture. It looks so good. Then when it comes out the window, you well, ain't it? Where's the hamburger at that I just ordered?
Yeah, no.
That's what they need to improve on.
No, the way something's promoted and the way you get it, it could not be more different. We're teetering on false advertising with some of those criminal over-representations. Donald Trump says he was shocked the governor of California didn't try to keep Elon Musk from moving his ex in SpaceX to Texas. During a press event in the L.A. area Friday, Trump said that he reached out to Musk after he announced the move. Trump said if someone like Musk was leaving his state, he'd be on the phone having dinner and then breakfast to try and get him to stay. Trump said Musk told him the issues of excessive taxation and progressive politics were behind the move.
You know, used to be Garrick Morris on Saturday Night Live, and his little line was like, baseball's been very, very good to me. You ever heard that line from you?
No.
Probably not. The Pensacola... baseball story, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Pensacola versus Montgomery matchup wasn't pretty for the good guys on Thursday.
Yeah.
Biscuits swept a doublehitter, 10-3, 4-3, and that clinched a second-half division crown for Montgomery and eliminated Pensacola from the playoff contention. Game 4 of that 6-game series getting underway tonight. First pitch, 6:05 over there on Main Street.
And drivers are paying less for gas in Florida heading into the weekend. AAA reports that the state average fell 6 cents in the last week to $3.15 a gallon. That's 20 cents lower than a month ago and 44 cents lower than this time last year. The Auto Club says the primary culprits behind the dip are low demand and falling oil costs.
A couple of things happening before November 30th. Let me just kind of get you up to speed here. Hurricane season isn't the only thing that closes on November 30th. Fall red snapper season also closing on that date, 78 days and counting. Break out the rods and reels. The fall red snapper season is underway.
All righty. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back after the WEAR Top of Hour News, giving you another rundown of everything happening in your world on this Friday.
And make it a safe drive down the Gulf Breeze Parkway this afternoon, please.
Absolutely.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.